Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We in the car combined. What up, everybody? 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia, points north, south, east, and west. Another breakfast feast provided by one Brian Keith Mitchell. I'll be honest. I woke up this morning, and like probably millions of other people in this city and its regions, found out that school was closed because it's raining.
Well, they closed it last night because the weatherman said it was going to be snowing.
They hadn't closed this side of the river yet. That wasn't until this morning.
Early this morning.
Yeah.
So that's the weatherman.
So I'll be honest. Kind of pissed off, landfill. The only thing you needed for kids to go to school today was an umbrella. And I would have donated umbrellas to all the kids in my neighborhood. I got like 50 golf umbrellas. I would have gone around like Johnny Appleseed throwing umbrellas onto people's front porches.
But you have to understand, everybody in your neighborhood are not the only people that they worry about.
I recognize that.
When they do it for the whole county. And I guarantee it's a part of that county has snow.
I don't know, man. Maybe by now, it's 40 degrees outside. But
I've had times in my house where it doesn't snow. I'm right on the edge of Fairfax and Loudoun. My wife works in Loudoun. And we would have nothing. But as you go towards West Virginia, out Route 7, it's snow, ice, everything. And they basically do it based off of whoever's dealing with it in the county. They shut down the whole county. Now, once you come into Fairfax and Arlington and all that, because I think Fairfax already had a plan yesterday to make today a virtual day. I know Loudoun, last night while we were sitting in the house, it must have been 7, 8 o'clock, Monica gets a text and her friend say, we off tomorrow.
When Monica gets that text, does she go like open a new bottle of wine? Like, oh boy, got the day off. I remember when I was in high school and we found out we got the next day of school off, that would instantly be cause for a party.
Last night I was being filmed because she asked me something about, I don't know if you were taught this in school, and they tell you a square is always a rectangle, but a rectangle is not always a square.
Yes, I'm aware of that.
Okay. Well, a lot of the teachers were like, well, I don't remember being taught that. So Monica asked me the question, so I'm like, why the hell are you filming me? She wanted to make sure the other teachers saw it. I said, well, I learned that like fourth, fifth grade or something of that nature. She's like, but the kids. Oh,
hold on. There are teachers. Whether or not you've ever heard that, can't you just process it in your brain fairly quickly?
They know it, but they're thinking it was never taught exactly in the wording of the kids that are coming telling them stuff today. I don't know.
That's weird.
I've had it forever. But it's not weird. I think if you really pay attention, school today is not necessarily everything you were taught. It's do it this way, do it off of this iPad. You don't get a chance to teach. Like when your kid, you were saying the other day, when your kid come home.
I'm not learning it yet because my daughter's only in kindergarten.
But you teach your kids when you're going to be teaching them math based off of how you know it, they'll get the right answer. The teacher will mark the thing wrong.
I've heard that because the math is like new math or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, old math works.
I tell you what, I honestly think if I learned math the new way, it would have been better for me, because it's like, I think when they do arithmetic or whatever, it's like you try to get those round numbers and then add in the rest. That's how I do it in my brain, which is perhaps scary for a number of people.
That's probably why you have the issues with math right now.
It is.
I do it the same way I've always done it, and it works.
What I wanted to say, however, is a little frustrated this morning that nobody's going to school, right? My wife looked at me and said, "Hey, do you think you can stay home and do the show from here?" I said, "No, ma'am. Got to get in there. B-Mitch give me all sorts of hell if I don't come in." She's like, "Yeah, sure, that's why you're going in." So God bless my beautiful wife, home with two crazy kids stuck inside in the rain all day. But had a conversation at breakfast with my oldest daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Thought you might enjoy this. I think Landfill will particularly enjoy this. Have you heard of this show, Bridgerton? It's like a... It's hard to explain. Imagine like a 18th century British soap opera with young, good-looking people. Okay? It's on Netflix.
Okay.
It was quite popular. It's, in a lot of ways, I think it's just a way for soccer moms to watch crazy sex scenes with good-looking younger people and disguise it as a British drama.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of sex in this show. It's not quite Game of Thrones, but it's not...
Wait. You say you had this conversation about Bridgerton with your daughter?
No. Just stay with me. It's not quite Game of Thrones, but it's not Leave It to Beaver either. There's a lot going on in this program. And I don't know why, but we like the music, because the soundtrack from this show is all like modern pop music, but played on like violins and classically.
They normally use in porn stuff.
So we'll play the music. We'll play the music at dinner with some, like when we're all sitting down for dinner, because it's like my daughters like that. It's like, you know, a Kelly Clarkson song or whatever, but it's on a violin, so we feel like we're not listening to like just cheesy pop all the time. For whatever reason, my daughter Shelby keeps asking, "Why can't I watch Bridgerton? Why can't I watch Bridgerton?" And I'm just like, no, you cannot. You're 6 years old. And so today she's asking again at breakfast. I was like, there's way too much bad language. She's like, "What do you mean?" I was like, "Curse words." She's like, "Oh, you mean like duck?" And I was like, "What?" And I'm like, and she's like, "Duck, ducking. You say it all the time." I was like, wait. What the hell's going on here? And I'm
did I tell you the other day? I said they know more than you think they know.
Little goats have big ears. And my little girl, 7:45 in the morning, is just dropping bleep at the breakfast table. And I'm like, "Where'd you hear that?" And she goes, "Thank God." She goes, "Mommy." And
so what? So
Lauren looks at me.
I want to know how Miss Lauren got out of this one.
She looks at me so mad, because anyone that knows me, I speak like a sailor, right? Like I curse far too often.
But obviously, she didn't hear it from you per se.
I am pretty sure she's heard it from me and then was just kind of messing with Lauren. I don't know.
I don't think it was that.
I was taking the money and running in that situation.
But you have to understand now, if she had said you, that you wouldn't have gotten a look. You would have got,
"Oh, I can't believe it."
But listen to me. This is the whole thing. I've had one of these same level of conversations before when they get with kids younger. And guess who they said the words? "Mommy." Because one thing about me, I am as much a sailor as you are. But when I get around kids, women, or older people, I change. Just instantly, because, you know, you were brought up that way.
Yeah.
Soon as they leave and you're with your friends, you say, "Mary, remember what I just said?" Now let me restate it again. And you go back with your regular words. So I just think ultimately women always think they're not paying attention to them. They just paying attention to you and getting the bad stuff from you. But you know, when mommies are on the phone with their friends, they say a lot of stuff. And those kids are like Maya. When Maya was younger, she could be in the house, and I can remember, Our door was shut. She wasn't nowhere close. And Monica said, I can't remember what happened. I say, hold on. Maya, come here. You remember the other day, Bob, me and Mama? Oh, yeah, this had to, oh, it's over there. They know every damn thing. Don't fool yourself.
My oldest daughter pays attention to everything. Mm-hmm. And one thing they seize on is the slightest disagreement between mommy and daddy, they become very interested.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like
they also figuring out who they can try to slide by.
They are playing angles the time, dude. It's remarkable to watch and kind of see unfold.
Landfield, this is so much fun. See, Landfield, seeing somebody else go through what I've already mastered. But it doesn't stop.
Oh, I can only imagine, dude. I can only imagine what's coming. I know what isn't coming. School today.
What I get these texts. I'll tell you one from last night.
While you're pulling up your text, do me a favor. Open up the phone lines. If anybody actually has snow, call in. 800-636-1067. I want to know where you are. I'm driving down MacArthur Boulevard this morning, coming to town. I'm just past the reservoir, so I'm in Northwest Washington. The salt trucks are out and about, man. They're salting the hell out of these streets, and it's raining. They're salting for rain.
Oh, yeah, I saw a lot of them.
And good for them, man. Snowing, they're trying to pre-treat or whatever.
When it's snowing, I don't see salt trucks in D.C.
Ever.
But when
when it snows, everybody's busy. When it rains,
you get these.
Could we're ready to rock.
Could I have some double dollar sign for gas, please?
At least they said please.
Okay, so I send it to her. And then later on, I look over, and that's just me and her mom. That text thread is only for asking money. Okay. Then you go to the text thread.
Does it have a title? Does it say like need
just,
money?
I see two people, Monica and Aaliyah, and in my name, I know money. But this one here, then she sends something later where she cooked salmon and I guess she had more money for gas. And I said too much money for gas, so she wouldn't have bought salmon, rice, and other stuff that she cooked. I did this in the air fryer. So now, you know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
It's going to grow to that. By the time your kids get to be 18, 19, all they have to do is just hit a button and your money comes straight out your account.
Perfect. My oldest daughter's always asking me about Venmo. What's Venmo? I'm like, why are you worried about Venmo? You don't need.
Man, you can. This is the thing I try to tell people. You much rather just start talking to your kids about some of the strangest things in the world because. You try to protect them. Guess who's going to teach them? The little
streets.
People, the people their age is going to teach them stuff, and they don't have a clue. Beat them to it, and let them know certain things because the last person you want teaching your kids are the streets.
Certainly, certainly.
Being honest.
Yeah, I mean,
you know, something you're going to be uncomfortable having a conversation, but I promise you, you'll be so much more. Relax because you had the conversation after you start seeing them grow up and see how, well, you know how it was for you, yourself. Just think about that.
Oh, I mean, I was a maniac.
We try to raise our kids like we don't know what we kind of stuff is out there.
My older one is pretty sweet, well-behaved. I think my little one's going to be just wild. We'll see. People are checking in on Twitter. Mike Hall says, I'm at a job site in Bethesda, my office is in Rockville, and I live in Germantown. There is no snow anywhere in Montgomery County. Carolyn Kay checked in from Frederick. No snow in Frederick. Which one of the two of you lives further west? I know you're both in Loudoun County. Cody's furthest west. Generally, the further west you are, the better chance you have of snow. Mm-hmm. Was there any snow on the ground at your home, Cody?
Not that I know of.
Can you text your parents and see if perhaps there's snow now?
Do you want the school to make the decision? Or do you want the school to listen to the weatherman that tells them what's going to happen? Because I guarantee you, if the same school today has said we're going to school and it started snowing, people will be pissed off at the school. Hey, you know who we need to be pissed off at? Our buddy over at Channel 4. He's a weatherman. I mean, didn't he say it's going to snow today? Didn't all of them say it's going to snow today? So let's not be mad at the schools. They're only going off the information they got from the weatherman.
And, JP, why do you care so much if it's just rain?
Because my daughter should be in school, Cody.
Like, how does that impact anything?
How does it impact anything that my daughter's not in school? One, are you dumb? Two, She's learning. She needs to go to school and learn.
But nowadays, they just go on their computer. It's not an off day the way it used to be. You're on your computer and you're virtual learning.
Incorrect. Completely incorrect.
Oh, I just talked to a teacher. My bad.
Is Monica's school doing virtual today?
They're probably not.
No.
Because Prince William is.
Well, Prince William and Loudon planned it.
They're getting the stadium and they're doing virtual school.
Fairfax planned that today. The other two schools canceled last night. But this is the ultimate thing. Your kids have done virtual before, have they not? I'm asking a question.
Not in kindergarten. Like, my daughter's too young. Virtual learning doesn't work for kindergarten. They do 30 minutes of, like, saying hi to the teacher.
Okay. Say hi to mama today.
Ryan Keel has texted in. He's in Potomac. He said, I just saw four ladies walking their dogs. It's barely even raining. Bruno Campos is in Ashburn. It says, only rain out here. Craig Bowling is in Winchester, Virginia. That is far west, correct?
Yeah, Winchester.
No snow at all, straight rain.
Okay, so in other words, now they're supposed to call everybody and say, come, go get your buses and come pick the kids up.
No, it's too late now. Like, yeah. Dude, let me be clear. I think this is all done with the best intentions. Mm-hmm. I don't think anybody's just like, oh, let's get a day off, F these kids. Like, I don't think that's the plan. But, like, have a little. Have you ever seen Stand and Deliver?
No.
There's. Right. Landville's seen it. What's he talking about? Ganas. Have a little chutzpah.
So?
And be like, you know what? We're going to wait a little while. We're going to wait till 6 a.m. before we make the call. And when we see that it's just rain and that it's 45 degrees, these kids can go to school.
I'm mostly annoyed because I went to Loudoun County Public Schools and they'd make us go to school even when there was snow on the ground.
My whole thought process is this.
The youths are soft.
You can't wait till the last second to do it because it takes too much planning to do all of that. So they have to make that call early enough. I mean, the whole thing about it, just let them do what they do. If not, listen. Life is about making adjustments. Parents have to make adjustments. And that's all, when it happens, we make adjustments. That's point blank.
None of that is wrong. I'm just saying, kids should be in school today. It's raining. Give them an umbrella, a raincoat. I tell you what, let's ask meteorologist Brian Mitchell, does this even count as rain?
This kind is rain because it was coming down rather hard. And I was driving
what about in. Now?
Right now, I don't know, but the day has already been settled.
I'm just asking you if this counts as rain.
If it was just a little, let me look outside and see now.
If you fumbled in that, are you getting cut?
That's not rain because there's nothing falling right now. It's nothing falling right now.
Oh, hold on.
The ground is wet.
Kevin Powers, checking in from Ashburn, said he saw flurries for 3 minutes around 9 a.m. I don't know what on earth Brian is doing. Okay, now's the time to turn the lights up.
But the whole thing is, those flurries that were there for 3 minutes could have been flurries for 40 minutes.
So last night, where I live, Montgomery County anyway, they announced a two-hour delay. I think that was the move, right? Mm-hmm. Like, all right, we're going to wait in the morning, see what's going on.
Then they check the weather people. So, like I'm saying, we have to be upset with the weather people.
So my go-tos are camera when I'm watching TV.
My favorite commercial is when they say it wasn't going to snow, and it snowed, and the guy, they were bombarding the damn weatherman with snowballs. I mean, you going to tell me something? Go on it. But so I think the schools have to react with caution because the moment a school say we're going to be open anywhere because we don't think it's going to happen, and one accident happens. That school's in a world of trouble. They can't.
Lawyers are the problem.
So, hey, but it's life.
There will be lawyers.
You got to do it on the mindset that, hey, everybody has to be safe, not just a neighborhood or two.
We'll see, man. We shall see. If it starts snowing, I get it. Not so sure it's going to start snowing, Cody, because it's 45 degrees outside. Also, I performed an update on my phone. I don't like it. I want you to know that.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy.
Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Last week, maybe it was 2 weeks ago, the Washington Post had a story about increased interest from the state of Virginia, specifically in Loudoun or Prince William counties, for a new Washington football team stadium. I was listening to the Junks this morning, and Jason Bishop had said, you know, it was about a year and a half ago or so, he had heard they were making a ton of progress on getting back to RFK. And that kind of corresponds to stuff you and I had heard, right?
Yeah, like exactly.
There was a period of time where it really seemed like RFK was going to happen.
Yep. And I still don't think it's out of it.
I don't know that it's out of it, but I don't know that it's in either. From what I've heard, I kind of think Loudoun could really happen. And I think what the state of Virginia's doing, you got...
I think more Prince William than Loudoun.
You think more Prince William?
Mm-hmm. I just think that, I think back a few years ago, they were talking about, remember the Disney of America, whatever thing?
Yeah.
They were talking about that. That was basically as you go down 66, another area. But I still feel that Dell City area is loaded with land. It's straight up the 95 and all. You have other areas you can come into it as well, Prince William Parkway and things like that. Loudoun County Parkway brings you all the way out when you're coming from Fairfax and things of that nature. But I think you have to look at
that stretch of 95.
It's tough as hell.
GD nightmare.
You mean to tell me you think the toll road isn't a nightmare?
There are lots of bad dreams, okay? Don't get me wrong. But that stretch of 95 from the Mixing Bowl to Fredericksburg, and literally particularly there when you go over the bridge at, what river is that, Occoquan Bridge?
Yeah.
There's that little, like, inlet. It's pretty, because you got all those marinas and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a parking lot.
That's a parking lot. 66 is a parking lot.
True.
Route 7 is a parking lot. The toll road, when you add more people, it's going to be a parking lot.
Where does the Easy Pass lanes end? Where do the Easy Pass lanes end on 95?
They end way down, like, just prior to Fredericksburg.
But okay, let's be honest. Have Easy Pass there.
Every time they add on to highways now, they put more lanes there, and it's making the private industry a lot of money. It's not like you're making the state a lot of damn money.
No.
They're going to put some more Easy Pass lanes on 95. Don't let them fool you.
So I want to do a few things, because we have strong Virginia representation on this show. Mm-hmm. Cody and Lamphill live in Loudoun County. B lives in Fairfax. I'd like to live in Virginia, but I don't. So I think that's strong Virginia representation. I am literally, I mean, you've been to my house, B. I think as far as the state of Maryland goes, I'm as close to Virginia as possible. Mm-hmm. I'm just over the river. Lamphill and Cody are both firmly do not want stadium in Loudoun County. Is that accurate, boys?
I think that's the mindset of a lot of people in Loudoun County.
Yes, absolutely.
And
I do not want it there.
Right now, one of the richest counties in the country.
That's creating plenty of jobs just with the data centers.
A lot of high education there. I don't think that they want it in their backyard.
And generally, not always, but generally, what happens with rich people? They get what they want. As a general rule of thumb.
You put a stadium there, and then now they're worried about extra traffic coming in when they don't want it there. Or you put a couple data centers. Data centers use a lot of power. They generate a hell of a lot of income. A lot of taxes are paid.
Sure. Data centers are used every day.
The stadium wants everybody locally to pay for it.
Let's be honest about this. Stadium, you got 10 games. You got 8 regular season games, maybe 9, and a preseason game. So then, let's say they have a draft day party. 3 or 4 concerts.
Yeah.
And
so basically 20
call
events.
It 2 or 3 soccer games.
20-25 events.
Let's round up. We'll call it 25 events.
Okay.
25 out of 365. Mm-hmm. So you got to build the big mall and shopping center and everything around it to validate it for the job creation. Probably going to want a casino. There's at least going to be a sports book inside the stadium. At least. I think to do anything like that requires a vote.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the folks in Loudoun County, that'd be a hell of a vote. I don't think you can, if you want a casino and a sports book, I think that has to go to the ballots, and I think it'd be tough.
If you go out to Loudoun County beyond the football practice facility, you got one Loudoun, and then around one Loudoun, you got a slew of living quarters and things of that nature. You go up a little bit farther on Route 7. You get closer to Leesburg. There's another center there. You come to the other side. You got South Riding and North Riding. You have off of Belmont Ridge, that's another like an area and all that. They'll basically tell you, we don't need a stadium to have that. We have that already. So as I look at it, that Dell City, Dell Boulevard area seems to be the place. I know people don't like the traffic, but if you go to Virginia, I think that's going to be the area.
Here's my
that's when DC try to step back in and say, hold on now. This is where it's supposed to be. What did you say earlier? The Washington Commanders.
The Washington Commanders playing in Dale City, Virginia.
Dale City, yeah.
That ain't the Redskins at RFK I grew up with.
Oh. It'd be different. Listen, man. Just like lying season is about to start with football, we keep hearing these articles popping up. Are a lot of them being placed?
You know who
lies? A
lot
of them being presented to make sure other people think, oh, we're closer here, to make other people step up a little bit more. You know, I don't sit there and just take it as you hear it. I know it's a lot of BS that goes on when it comes down to stuff like this.
Answer a few yes or no questions for me, Brian.
Mm-hmm.
Do politicians lie?
Hell yes.
Do billionaire businessmen lie?
Super, super hell yes.
So this could all be a ploy to try to get D.C. moving.
To manipulate what you want.
Right. Hey, DC, you better get moving because Virginia's heating up. Got hot, hot stove over here. Now, listen, my guy Gohan has checked in on Twitter. He says, I want the stadium in my backyard, like walking distance in Loudoun County, please. I've driven for years out to Maryland. It's time for them to drive to us.
Yep, and I bet you for every one opinion like that, you got 2,000 that don't feel that way.
I'd like, I know we get a ton of these people that listen to the program. I want callers from Prince William County to call in because overwhelmingly the folks from Loudoun seem to not want it.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe Prince William wants it. I think there is something to a, this is not a, I don't know, a perhaps a more polite term to say this, but like a farther out area. Like, you know how they call it the suburbs and then the exurbs, I think? Like, I think Prince William County is kind of that next level out, just distance-wise. And maybe there's something to put the stadium here. Let everybody know we're here. Let everybody know we mean business.
Could be.
You know, and maybe there's a source of pride to that.
Thing. When I hear stadium, first thing I think is who's paying for it. Okay? We just went through a slew of hearing. The league had to make a special provision for him to be able to get money to own the whole team. Who's paying for the stadium? We have enough taxes in Virginia. Who's paying for it?
You three are all Virginia. Uh-oh. He's pointing at you. Like rich people, you're saying?
Beamich, you're the one paying for the stadium.
I'm paying for a damn thing. Okay? My thing is, if you're like Jerry and you go build your $5 billion stadium and you're willing to put your money on the line, I don't have a problem helping.
Totally agree.
Just like I am with my family. If you do something for you, I'll do something for you. If you ain't doing something for you, I ain't doing it. But if you think people in Virginia want you to come put something there and we got to pay for it completely? No. We've seen it. We see how it works. Okay? So if you're going, this stadium is going to be $3 to $4 billion at least. Who's going to pay for it?
Do you think Stan Kroenke just built SoFi Stadium in L.A.? Paid for it himself.
Stan Kroenke paid for SoFi Stadium.
Paid for it himself.
I guarantee you, since Stan Kroenke came out and say, I have, what, $7 billion? This is what I'm about to build my $7 billion. I guarantee you people are like, hell, we'll put money in to help you.
Sure.
Because he, when you
even if you just help with the infrastructure, we'll build the roads, we'll help dig new pipes, whatever the hell it is.
I'll take you back to college or even before. You may have a little money on you. You taking somebody out, a girl, or you hanging out with your boys. The dude that never ever went in his pocket, you stopped inviting his ass, didn't you? The woman that automatically assumed you're going to just pay for everything, you kind of say, well, the hell with her. I want somebody to at least offer. You see what I'm saying? Offer that you're going to try and help, and then guess what? I'll do it all the time. But in this situation, I have to think beyond. If you're trying to build a stadium, and you were barely having the credit to get to own your own team fully. Why the hell would I want the team? I mean, I'm gonna have to pay for it.
Taking your calls next. Who's gonna pay for this thing? That's the biggest question. Plus, landfill in one of the most unique and best abilities he has compiled a list of things he'd rather do rather than be taxed and have to pay for a new football stadium in the state of Virginia. We will provide you that list at 11:30. Taking your calls next. Josh Norris joins us at 11. It's a packed day. It always is. Don't go anywhere.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
America.
I thought you were just going to say Joe Biden.
I'm not sure that he's into this ban. Perhaps. Here's my challenge. Beef seems to think this stadium is going to land in Prince William County.
If in Virginia.
If in Virginia. I think the Washington football team wants it to be in Loudoun and will try like hell. I just think Loudoun's going to say no.
Like where the facility is?
I think they want it.
I don't know if that's enough
right next to Dulles.
Right where the facility is to build an actual stadium. And then that property is completely floodplain.
I know. The floodplain issues are real.
Yeah.
I want to hear from people in Prince William that want the stadium. My guy Daniel is in Woodbridge and wants the stadium. Danny boy, what up?
What's going on, B. Mitch and JP? What's going on?
How are you, buddy? You want a stadium in Woodbridge?
So, yeah, I currently live in Woodbridge. I live near Dale City, and I'm trying to, like, yeah, I do. It'd be cool to have it in my backyard, honestly, because, like you guys mentioned earlier, somebody said that it'd be nice for, like people from Maryland to come over here for a change. But driving out to FedEx Field, there's always traffic up there, too. So I feel like the whole traffic excuse is going to be anywhere you go. But there's
certainly traffic everywhere.
The traffic right now without a stadium is worse than when they have a game at FedEx Field.
That's true.
You got to acknowledge that 95 right. is the worst traffic right, in our region.
Right. I ride that little corridor a lot. I'm out there playing golf at the golf course over there in Woodbridge.
Yep.
You know, Potomac Shores and all that. I'm all over the place. Listen. You can't avoid traffic there now. You think you put a stadium there, you're going to avoid traffic?
Beach traffic on a Sunday.
95 is really bad, but yeah.
But listen, let me ask you, why do you want it just so you can go to games, or do you think it'd be cool for kind of Prince William County, Woodbridge, Dale City, whatever it is, to kind of be on the map?
Those two things. So honestly, like, there's really not much going on here in Woodbridge. My heart tells me D.C. always. I always wanted to be in D.C. I'm 32 years old. I never got to experience RFK. So, like, having something where it needs to be, like the stadium where it needs to be, would be perfect. Like, I wouldn't even mind National Harbor. But, you know, me being selfish, living in Woodbridge, I'd love it to be in my backyard. You know?
So, the taxes are going to go up by another 10%.
All right. I appreciate it, Daniel. Thank you. Yo, Cody, I need you to dig into this. Or maybe we need Brendan Darr, senior investigative reporter, on the case. Rally captain, who I know and trust, rally captain says Dumfries, Virginia, has already broke ground on a casino and hotel to be built in 2023.
Yeah.
Is that true? That's a year from now.
I saw something. I was
Dumfries,
reading.
Located in Prince William County. There's a gigantic forest park right there. Probably get some land.
Dumfries and Woodbridge is basically the same.
If you got a casino, look, I'm looking at this area on the map right now. You got a casino, and it looks like it's right next to Potomac Shores Golf Club, B.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like there's a ton of land. If you go on the west side of 95, is it Rosie's Gaming Emporium? What the hell is that?
Oh, yeah, my parents have been there.
I read where they were supposed to be bringing a casino area right there in that same area, but I think
that's right by the Marine Corps base, right?
Quantico, you talking about?
Yeah,
it's a little.
It's just before it. If you're coming south,
but this is the thing about it, though.
Oh my God, that traffic's awful.
I think what's happening is this: everyone knows that the gaming industry now makes things move. And I think the reports and things are going anywhere they see casino being built or talked about, they automatically try to add stadium into it.
Just to try to juice up D.C. to get something done? I mean, or just because you I think mean, it could get done?
Because, you go like, see, okay, we already were saying we were trying to go to Virginia. And then you look up and you go, oh, it's a casino going over there. That's probably where they're going to go. We have to see.
There is a huge park, the Prince William Forest Park. There looks to be plenty of land right there.
Is that national land? I mean, you know, they don't like to let you touch it?
No, it doesn't say national park. It says forgive me if I'm not getting this right. Chopawamsick Backcountry Area and the Prince William Forest State Park.
State Park.
State Park. Prince William Forest Park, forgive me. Man, oh man, things are getting interesting. If you're on the phones, stay there. We're coming to you. Got Josh Norris previewing these divisional round games. Then we're hitting the phones. I'll talk about this damn all day. I find it fascinating. Don't go anywhere. It's P. Mitchell Finley.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.